This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Finding Nevo is a memoir written by Australian transgender activist and youth leader Nevo Zizan, and we are actually going to be giving away a couple of copies of this book, which is thanks to Nevo and Walker Books Australia. If you've won a prize in the last 7 days, you know the rules. You can't win another one. We'll do it. We'll do it soon. We've got three copies to give away over the course of the show.
What do you need to do to get a book, Macca?
Well, I'll tell you that when I decide.
Right.
Like the Radiothon on-air prize to be announced on May the 12th. You haven't decided yet, have you?
Oh, yeah, we have. We know what that is.
I know what it is. Anyway, yeah. Just be quiet because we've got a guest.
I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry.
Welcome, Nevo.
Thank you.
First off, I like to write. How much did it take out of you writing this book? It's a huge challenge to put all those words down there. How tough was it?
I don't recommend studying full time, doing four subjects, working, volunteering, and writing a book.
All at the same time.
Yeah, don't recommend it. It took a lot out of me. I think because it's so deeply personal, and a lot of things that I guess I hadn't really gone over in such detail since they had happened. And although I'm quite young, you know, I was really just like trying to survive in the last few years of my life. So to go back on the last 21 years in great depth to the point that I had to actually put myself back in those positions and be those people again was quite re-traumatizing in a lot of ways and also very cathartic and healing.
I keep a diary. And when I
wouldn't mind reading that on a train. That'd be gripping reading, wouldn't it? Anyway,
I think I know where they're kept, Macca.
And I actually go back from time to time, you know, to difficult and also uplifting times in the past to see how I responded to a particular situation or what I did. You've called this a memoir, and you said it was tough to do. What have you got out of it in a really positive sense? How has it been positive for you? Because you look pretty positive. It's good.
Actually, you look so calm.
Yes. I'm pretty relaxed. It's because I'm a Capricorn. I can kind of balance all of the stress in my life relatively well. But I think what was really great about it was I think there was this deep guilt that I felt in regards to my past selves, as if I had sort of betrayed them in a way by transitioning or by doing things that I guess my younger versions wouldn't have thought that I would do and presenting in ways that they wouldn't have thought. And so I think it was like, I mean, as a young trans person, like I couldn't look at baby photos of myself or younger photos of myself. It was just too painful. And I needed to get to a point where I could make peace with those older versions of myself and create a better relationship with them. Like, it just felt very dissonant. And so I went back and I met them again and I put myself back into that position and I felt what it was like to be them. And I think I created, you know, this sort of consistency between those people and myself now, and you know, the very end of the book I actually meet them. Like, there's a story of when I go to a party and I meet them and I talk to them, and it was a really cathartic experience to write that because I really needed to talk to them. There were things that I needed to say, there were things I needed to hear from them, and I was devastated that was never going to happen, which seems silly, but I just really was upset about it. And then I realized, well, anything can exist in the narrative realm, and what is fiction and what is nonfiction. And so I met them and I said what I needed to, and they said some things I was surprised about, and I said some things I was surprised about, and I think we left this book as one.
Can you give us an example? What did they say back to you that you found surprising?
Well, for example, I mean, this is kind of, I think this is sort of the best part of the book, so I don't want to ruin it too much.
Give us a teaser.
Yeah, just a teaser. Well, I met myself, I believe I was at 6 years old, and I use different pronouns for different parts of my life. So at six, I was very much a he, and at 13, I relate to myself as a she. Now, those pronoun usages are exclusively my own right. Like, I'm not okay with other people saying she in regards to my past. But anyway, so 6 year old me runs up to me and he's wearing this dress and he's very visibly uncomfortable. And I say to him, you know, you can take it off now. Like, mum's not here. You don't actually have to wear it. And his eyes sort of brighten and he says to me, I'm a boy. And I say, yeah, I know. And he gives me this hug and then he takes off the dress and shows me this skull ring that he's got because he was really into that stuff. And I was like, yeah, that's very cool.
Phantom goes to walks.
and then he runs off into the depths of the room in this sort of way that he wouldn't have been able to do if he was still wearing the dress. So it was interactions like that that just kind of came out of writing and rewriting and putting myself in those positions that I guess I didn't quite anticipate would be that way. Yeah, and it was really beautiful.
That's a story of permission, isn't it?
Yeah, and also giving myself that permission. Like, yeah, I think I've
absolutely
seeked that validation from so many others, but all I really needed was it from myself.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you go back, now the book's published and it's out there, and we're going to give away the first copy now. So the first caller must be a Joy member, can't have won a prize in the last 7 days. You all know the rules. Finding Nevo, and you never know, it might even be autographed because we've got three copies here. So the first caller, do you actually go back and read the book physically?
I've read it about a million times.
Yeah, yeah.
I often say, like, does it count as having read a million books if you've read your own book a million times?
No, it doesn't.
It really doesn't. I need to sort of go back and read it one last time, I think, but I need a break. I think I've had enough of it for a little bit.
Having a signed copy is cool.
Yeah.
I've got one of the very, very rare unsigned copies of John Howard's autobiography.
Unsigned. You can keep those. Yeah, well, Nevo, that's a fantastic story, and I can't wait to read your book, actually. But tell us, what's next? What are you working on now?
Well, I'm going to take a break from uni. I think it's time to do a little bit of processing about all of the things that have sort of happened. There's been a lot of publicity stuff, which is incredibly exciting. I sort of am always involved in transgender and queer activism, so that's a constant state. But I'd like to do some recreational reading and writing. That's kind of my ambition. Is like,
take a break, in other words.
Yeah, that's a break for me. So actually just like write some poetry, write some short stories that don't have a deadline, don't have a due date, don't have someone editing them, which is of course amazing and I work really well with that, but I'd like to just create for the sake of creating.
Have a look at the Lord Mayor's Literary Awards. I give prizes every year to unpublished manuscripts and it's up to $5,000.
Oh, yeah, right. Sounds
so
good.
Have a look at it. It's on our website.
Yeah, cool.
Make sure you follow that up.
Yep.
$5,000 to a struggling writer, that's, you know.
Oh, $5,000 to anyone.
Savings across my entire life.
I'm going to write something, Robert.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, thanks.
No, it has to be actually interesting.
Just stick to your journal, Macca.
English.
Look, I want to say thank you, Nevo, for writing this book. I know there'll be a lot of people in lots of communities that are going to draw a lot of strength from it. Gutsy effort. Thank you. Thank you to your publisher for giving us three copies. We've probably given away one. We'll get...
Who's your publisher?
It's Black Dog Books, but that's an imprint of Walker Books.
Okay. Yeah. So...
Black Dog, name for the nickname for depression.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I mean, it's a Black children's book company.
Yeah.
But
yeah, okay.
I mean, I have depression, so it's fitting. There you go.
Well, we've got
he said, smiling.
He says, laughing.
Hey, Nevo, thank you for coming into the studio. It's great to meet you.
Thank you
for sharing your story.
Yeah, for sure.
I know for a lot of people you're such an inspiration, and they'll get a lot of strength from being able to read your story. So thank you.
You're listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.